From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Israel further eases security restrictions in Jerusalem. Muslim worshippers are expected to return to the Haram al-Sharif complex after hearing the news that Israel had removed additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site early Thursday after Israel removed railings and scaffolding, where cameras were to be mounted in entrances to the compound known to the Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors were removed on Tuesday. Middle East analyst for the Times of Israel, Avi Isharoff.
I think that the Israeli measures, meaning removing the gates, removing the cameras, and even removing the last remains of all kinds of small barriers that were left over there, proved itself to be very efficient. It will be portrayed by the Palestinian side as a huge victory for their demands, for their struggle, of course, for everything, and in a way, they're right.
Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas had issued separate statements calling for more mass protests on Friday. Two German crewmen aboard a military helicopter assigned to the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali crashed on Wednesday in the northern desert.
Es wurde kein Notruf durch die verunglückte Besatzung abgegeben.
The Deputy Inspector General of the German Armed Forces, Vice Admiral Joachim Ruel, says no emergency signal was sent by the crew and the helicopter was burned completely. He said there is no evidence it was brought down intentionally. Now, the Tiger helicopter crashed about 70 kilometers north of Gao. The investigators will search for the flight data recorder on Thursday. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.